Hell hath no fury like Gruber scorned, or something like that. Here's Steve.
Yes, sir, no, sir. Where do I go, sir? What do I do, sir? What do I say?
That I find critical. Jim Jordan of Ohio, give him credit because he kept hammering on Strzok to say, listen, it's right here. You sent the email to these people. Can you not tell us who these, you can't tell us who these people are. You have to understand and appreciate the moment. Bite three, go. So Jim Jordan of Ohio, yeah, he's sitting there hammering on. I'm Peter Strzok. Because Peter Strzok won't answer the simple question, who is David Korn and why are you sending email? And he claims that he had no contact with Peter Strzok or Fusion GPS, with whom he's also involved in this conversation. Now, how is that even possible? How is that even possible if they're sitting right there looking at the email together? And he's showing him the email. He says, did you write that? And first, he wouldn't even admit that he wrote it. He flounders around on that for a bit of time, and then finally says, well, I suppose, and it's interesting to note that he changes his testimony yesterday about whether he wrote the email, I couldn't remember, and back to the one where he said, we'll stop him, we'll stop Donald Trump. Early in the day, he said, I don't remember writing that. Later, he said, well, I wrote that in the middle of the night. Well, which is it? You don't remember writing it, or you wrote it in the middle of the night? Which is it? Mr. FBI agent. Anyhow, here it is. Jim Jordan, go.
So, obviously,
wait,
have it.
Do you see the from?
So Congressman, here's the from line.
Do you see the from line?
Congressman, I do.
It says
and I
Peter
understand.
Strzok. And then it says to Lisa Page and a whole bunch of other key people at the FBI. So, did you write it?
I did write this.
All right, let me ask you a couple questions about it. It has differences from what was given to us by Korn and Simpson. Who's Korn?
Sir, to answer that question, and I would love to answer that question. And every part of me, and you know why I'd want to answer that question, because you have this information.
Who's Simpson?
I have been, sir, if I may. I cannot answer that question.
You wrote about it. It's now public. Who's Korn? Who's Simpson?
Based on direction by the FBI, sir, I am not able to answer questions about ongoing investigative matters.
I just want to figure this out. I want to figure this out, Agent Strzok. You're referencing three copies of the dossier. The BuzzFeed copy you have, the one John McCain's staff gave to you, and the one that you said you got from Korn and Simpson. The one McCain gave to you and the one BuzzFeed has are identical, in your words, but they have the Korn and Simpson one is different.
Sir,
this is kind of important.
It is important, and I want to answer your question. And here's the position that I'm in, Congressman. I have been directed. May I answer your question?
Mr. Chairman, may the witness be permitted.
Here's the chaos.
Mr. Jordan repeatedly asks a question, doesn't let him answer it.
The gentleman from Ohio controls time.
You leave it right there. You get the idea. It became contentious back and forth. The Democrats running full-on interference to make sure that this witness was protected, to make sure that he didn't answer the questions that were being handed to him. Now, the problem is for you and I, we don't know what went on behind closed doors. We don't know what went on in those classified settings where Peter Strzok has already testified for several hours. We can only take the word of the Democrats on the left, the Republicans on the right. Both seem a little bit suspect some days, but I'd like to know the truth. I'd like to know the truth about whether or not people like David Korn and Mother Jones News were involved in setting up a presidential candidate, targeting of a presidential candidate, working with the FBI. Did Fusion GPS coordinate with David Korn? Did Fusion GPS, it was Simpson and Korn, did they work together? Where was Bruce Orr in all of this? Where was Andy McCabe? Where was Peter Strzok? Where did they all fit in? Where's James Comey in this conversation? A whole lot of mischief, I think is a good word. Mischief going on here, it seems like. Targeting a presidential campaign. It resulted in that campaign being targeted, and members of that campaign being targeted for investigation. Paul Manafort now in jail as a result. Michael Flynn pleading guilty to something that everybody agrees he wasn't guilty of. The FBI had concluded that Michael Flynn had not committed any crime, and yet somehow later, Bob Mueller got him to to take a plea deal on a guilty plea, which, by the way, the sentencing was just delayed one more time, delayed again. All of these things continue to go on, and we have no answers. And when we try to get answers, whether it's from Jim Jordan asking Agent Strzok or Trey Gowdy or a host of others, including Bob Goodlatte and well, Louis Gohmert, he went to the dark place. Louis Gohmert went, well, you know, you were lying to your wife for all that time. Why should we believe you're not lying to us or something of that nature? Boy, that brought him out of the shadows, attacking, booing, hissing. But let me ask you something. Let me ask you this. If somebody cheats on their wife, fair question between you and I. If somebody's cheating on their wife and they're doing this for a long time with somebody they work with, do you trust that person in other areas of their life? Is that a separate situation? Is that an isolated situation? Or is that something that you would think would make everything else they do make it called into question? Consider that. If somebody's cheating on their wife, would you find that something that would be of concern to you if you were working with them on something else? Yeah, I guess it depends on the circumstance, but I'd like you to consider that as a question, because that's what Louis Gohmert, he put out on the table. Of course, the Democrats went bananas on that one. Why wouldn't they? They went bananas on that one, trying to defend him and keep him out of harm's way, as you can only imagine. All right, still to come on the program, we're going to go live to London, England. Live to London, where Mick the Brit, a political observer, will be standing by as Donald Trump is visiting the UK. And man, is he lighting it on fire over there. He said he told Theresa May how to do Brexit, but she wrecked it. And now the U.S. trade deal could be in jeopardy, says the president. What does that mean? We'll talk about it straight ahead on a free-for-all Friday. The Michigan Grape and Wine Industry Council bringing you this part of the program with over 140 wineries and tasting rooms all across the state. From the UP to Detroit, Union Pier to the Thumb, and everywhere in between, visit MichiganWines.com to plan your wine tour today. Tell them Steve sent you from the Steve Gruber Show.